I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. So thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your support. And hopefully you've been joining us on some radio shows and learning all about I've Decided and the things that we're doing in the community for you. And ultimately, that's what we are designed for. We are designed to help you achieve the goals and dreams that you desire to achieve. What is it that you want to do? What is your purpose here in this life? Well, if you want to fulfill those goals and you want to fulfill those dreams, you need to surround yourself with like-minded people. You need to be motivated, inspired, and you need to have the resources, the education, the information that you need to be successful. And so that's what we provide for you. We're your home for success and transformation. And every Sunday morning, we come at you with our awesome guests who generally are our business members. Those are your resources. Those are the businesses who bring I've Decided to you. It is because of them that we have this radio show. It's because of them that we have our motivational conferences. It's because of them that we have our I've Decided to Run, our I've Decided to Ride, and all of the awesome community things, the money that we give to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. We could not do any of those things without our amazing business members. We especially want to give a shout out to our very first presenting business member and sponsor, Junction City. We love Junction City. They've been a real blessing to us and a big, huge supporter of I've Decided. And we're actually going to be kind of talking about the Peoria Public School Foundation as well, who are a part of I've Decided. And Junction City really supports them too. So just a big shout out to them for their community efforts. And of course, we have our other over 50 business members. And today, one of our executive business members, Second Chance Church, Coach Mark Dobler, is our wonderful guest. Hey, Coach Mark.
Morning, Kim.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So excited. I always love having you here. You're a great storyteller and just an awesome teacher and inspiration. And so I'm so excited to hear what you're going to share with us today. I know it's going to be good.
Well, I appreciate that. And hopefully it will be good. I think there are some cool things to talk about today, but we'll unwrap those as we go. So I look forward to it.
I know. I'm so thrilled that you are part of I've Decided, and you've been on board with me since the beginning. We're going into our fourth year.
I have. We're getting old.
I know. Time flies, doesn't it? And it was very important for me in the beginning to have a church on board, because I think that is such a huge goal for people. I think our spiritual walk is the most important thing. And I think there are a lot of people who kind of, you know, they're thinking, well, maybe I should go to church. Maybe I should find out a little bit more. Maybe they've been in church before, but they've walked away for whatever reason. But somewhere, I think deep inside of most of us, we're thinking, I need a good spiritual foundation. I need a good church home. And so having that church on board was something I was really seeking out initially. And when you and I met, it just was a perfect fit. And the name of your church, Second Chance.
Second Chance.
I love it. It's got such a story. It just seemed like a perfect fit.
Yeah, and we agree. We love that you had a passion for the community and for the city that we are a part of. But, you know, most churches, and this may not be something that many people are aware of, because when you talk about church or you see anything about church in the media today, it's always the massive churches. Those are called mega churches, and a mega church is somebody that has over 2,000 attenders or members. And those get all of the media attention. But surprisingly, the average church in America is 70 people.
Now, really?
So when you think about the massive size of these mega churches and all the attention that they get, it's sort of easy to lose track of the fact that there are literally hundreds of thousands. There are like 350,000 churches in America. So there's probably 300,000 plus that will never even have 200 people in their church. And the average size is only 70.
And that makes up the majority of
It makes
churches.
Up the overwhelming majority. And here's the truth, is that when you have a church that size, and most churches are that size, there's a limitation on how much impact, you know, they can have on blessing their own community, even though they want to. And so we saw an opportunity with I've Decided to bring a spiritual component to what you're doing, but also to tag along with what you're trying to do to bless the community. And so we saw that as a win-win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Together, we can do so much.
Absolutely.
And you're going to share about one of those success stories, which, of course, I thrive off of success stories. I mean, success stories is what gets me fired up. Success stories gets me up and running. It makes me work hard because I want to get more success stories. And I just love, love, love success stories. So you are going to share one of those success stories. And I'm just really thrilled about what's happened with Second Chance Church and the collaboration with Peoria Public School Foundation and your little pantries.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a pretty fascinating story. The idea for the little free pantries, and I guess I should kind of describe what they are first, and then I can kind of give you the background. A little free pantry is a small box that's probably about a foot and a half, 2 foot wide, and about 3.5 to 4 foot tall, and it's mounted on a post, and then just set in the ground. And inside of that little free pantry are pantry supplies, and so we have now put those out around the city on several school properties here in Peoria. And the way that all that transpired was, someone brought the idea to me. They had seen this done in Arkansas. And the idea sort of branched off from the idea of little free libraries or little libraries. And most people have seen the little libraries, little boxes that have a bunch of books, and you take a book if you want one, and you leave one if you want one. And somebody in Arkansas saw that and decided, you know what? We should try this with pantry supplies. And so they did, and it was proving to be successful. Well, someone saw that and mentioned it to me. Well, I immediately thought it was a great idea. We talked about it within our church, and our church leadership felt like this is a great way to bless the community. But as with anything, there are always those kind of regulation hurdles that you have to concern yourself with. So I met with Mayor Jim Artis and spoke to him. The mayor thought it was a phenomenal idea. Then he set me down with the ordinance division within the city of Peoria. I spoke with them. They felt like there were absolutely no obstacles. And so it became just a question of where are we going to put them?
Right.
So as we went back to the drawing board and began to discuss where would we put these, we started to fall in love with the idea of putting them right on the school properties, because that's part and parcel of who we're trying to help. And so as we began to talk about putting them on the schools, we weren't quite sure how do you address all of the different schools? How do you make that work when there's so many different schools you could potentially talk to? Part of the I've Decided community is the Peoria Public School Foundation. And so we thought, you know what? We're part of I've Decided. They're part of I've Decided. We have this idea that we'd like to roll out toward and utilize the public schools in Peoria as sort of the launching pad for this. So we met with the Peoria Public School Foundation. They bridged the gap to the Peoria schools, and as they presented the idea, the schools fell in love with the idea as well. And so the next thing you know, here we are. We're there in the ground, they're working, and we're excited.
That is so exciting. And so as you're talking about a part of our natural organic makeup is that we have lots of businesses who support I've Decided.
Yes.
Who are business members or sponsors of I've Decided. And so in time, over the last 4 years, we now have literally over 50 business members who are a part of I've Decided. So we have organically created this amazing B2B, this business to business side of things. initially we were kind of B2C, business to community.
Right.
Because right. There were only a few of us as business owners that kind of started this journey together. And so most business initially saw us more of a business to community and not necessarily business to business. But organically, over the last 4 years, we have created a pretty dynamic B2B, which is awesome.
It really is. And I don't think that we would have been able to coordinate this and organize it the way that we did without the help of the Peoria Public School Foundation. And quite honestly, if it weren't for I've Decided, we probably wouldn't even been aware of the Peoria. Now, that's not a criticism of them. It's just nobody can be aware of everything.
Right. No, you got to have a platform to get the word out.
Right. And so as a part of I've Decided, we've been exposed to a lot more information and many more connections than we would have naturally.
Yeah.
On our own. And so because of those connections, all of a sudden you're exposed to business entities, ideas, and opportunities that prior to our involvement in I've Decided, we would have missed.
Yeah. And Cindy Morris, isn't she just great over at Peoria
Absolutely.
Public School Foundation? She's awesome. So give a shout out to her. She's doing great, great work. And I don't think a lot of people realize that we do have a Peoria Public School Foundation, and they do. It is a nonprofit organization, and they do amazing things for our school district. Like, one of the big things that they do is provide kids in need uniforms for the schools. And so anyway, lots of other things too, but check them out. That is just cool. So be on the lookout. Where are these little bins that people can go? Little pantries. Sorry, pantries. They're little pantries, not bins. Where can we find them so that we can go and give? And where can we find them if we are in need of something?
Right. Okay. So this is the danger of getting older.
Remembering all the locations.
Where are those memory pills? We have one at Harrison Community Center. We have one at Treewind. We have one at Manual. We have one at Lincoln. One at Glen Oak. And...
oh, you're doing good.
There's one more, though.
There's some work. Do you have them listed on a website?
We are going to put them on our Facebook page. We have not done that yet, but that has been talked about this week, because we do need to have a central place where everybody can find them.
Yeah.
And you really do need to know where they're at. And here's why. Because the idea, the goal behind the Little Free Pantries has multiple goals behind it. One is that anybody who wants to give can give. Anybody who wants to receive can receive any hour of the day, 24/7. So there are no locks on these boxes. There are no restrictions. There's no requirements. And so why does that matter? Well, obviously, for those who need to receive, I think that's sort of self-explanatory. But why does that matter to somebody who wants to give? And listen, there are lots of people who take great joy in giving. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, not everybody has deep pockets, right?
Right.
So maybe I'm somebody who likes to give, but I can only give small amounts. And so the Little Free Pantries will never, ever, ever replace the large scale, food services like the Midwest Food Bank.
Right.
We will never do what they're doing, and we're not even competing with what they're doing. But they are on such a large scale. And many of these food banks, because they operate on such large scale situations, they have to have locations that operate on certain hours, and they have to have people that are manning those locations at those hours. So if you want to give, first of all, you got to be able to meet those hours or you can't give. Or secondly, and this is probably the bigger reality, if I've got two cans of tuna and a can of green beans and a box of macaroni and cheese, that I may take great joy in giving that, but if I go to a large scale food pantry, it feels like a drop in the bucket.
Right.
And so it can be kind of overwhelming and intimidating that I just don't have enough to give to make a difference. But if I've got two cans of tuna, a can of green beans, and a box of macaroni and spaghetti and cheese, and I walk up to a little pantry and I put them in one of these little pantry boxes, I can see it actually does make a difference.
Right. That's so cool.
And so no matter how much or how little you have to share or to give, these boxes are available all the time. And so that's why it's important for people to know where they are, because whether you need to give or to receive, the box is available at any given moment in time, 24/7.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about food, and definitely food is of the utmost importance. But what about, like, if somebody wants to give toiletries, like toothpaste and deodorant and things like that, just non-perishable items that people in need would need?
That's exactly right. I mean, so far we've actually already seen diapers that have been put in the boxes. We've had toiletries. We've had school supplies. So it's been a little bit of everything, and that's entirely appropriate. Just as long as it's a non-perishable item that is not going to
go bad
or go out of date, and as long as it's something that an average family in need could use, and it fits in the box, then it's all good.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see. I bet some stories are going to come out of this. You know, it'll be interesting to see the people. One day you'll meet someone who was blessed by something in that box, and you'll hear that story. You know, we don't do it for that, but it's always awesome to run into to hear a story down the road where something like this has had such a huge impact on someone.
Right, and these things just mushroom sometimes in ways that are completely unexpected. And for us, I mean, and I'll get back to kind of connecting that dot, but I just want to make sure that I share that at Second Chance, our goal is to make sure that we try to keep these boxes supplied for the first 60 to 90 days. But the long-term goal is for the communities around these boxes to basically take ownership of them. If somebody that lives near one of these boxes can give, go give. And if somebody near one of these boxes has a need to receive, go receive. But that it's the community taking care of the community. We might have gotten it started, but we want it to be owned by the community. Now, in terms of taking on a life that sometimes you're not even aware of, let's go back to the original one, because I think the original was in Arkansas. All right, so I don't believe that it was their idea to put these on school properties. So we didn't have the idea for a little pantry, but we had the idea to put it on schools. So if the person in Arkansas now starts to hear that, wow, there's some place in Peoria that put these out, and now they've gone to schools, and it's not one, but it's six. How cool is it for the person in Arkansas that got that started? But now I think that this has a chance to go even further. I have not been able to connect yet, we've had phone calls from two media outlets in Florida.
Wow.
That saw the articles in the Peoria Journal Star, and they want to talk to us about it. And so I would say there's a good chance, and they had a little bit of weather issue over the last week, so that's why this contact hasn't been made yet. But I would not be surprised to see this idea start to get notoriety and start to spread, not just here in Peoria, but all over.
I love it. That's awesome. One little match starts a fire.
That's exactly right.
It's great. Well, you know, I just wanted to share that story so much. I think people are inspired by hearing those types of success stories. And hopefully, if you're listening, maybe it's inspired you. Maybe you're someone who has this great idea in your heart that you've been thinking, man, I'd love to start this, or man, that's a good idea, or how do I connect, or where do I even start? And if you're listening, I want to encourage you to check out our website. Go to ivedecided.org. Shoot me a message. Shoot a message. Hit the contact button and get in touch with us. Come to our motivational conference that's happening January the 20th down at the Peoria Civic Center. You will connect with hundreds of people in the community and lots of businesses, and find the resources that you need to go after your dreams and those goals.
And you know, and it's interesting. Let me share this, because sometimes the thing that you really need to do is maybe an idea you haven't even had yet.
Yeah.
And being in the presence of dreamers and visionaries sometimes finally opens up that window of that aha moment, where all of a sudden the light comes on and you realize that's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah. So let's repeat. That's worthy of a little repeat there because I just had a little aha moment.
Yeah.
Because that revelation, if you will, I think that's what happens to people. We're walking around and you're thinking, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. I have no idea. Maybe you have 20,000 things you've thought of and you're not sure which one. But what you just said, Coach Mark, say it again, that sometimes that dream.
Right. Being in the presence of people who are dreamers and visionaries, sometimes that is the thing that opens up that window so that the light goes on because you hear something you'd never heard before. You're in a conversation with somebody you've never been in conversation with before. And all of a sudden something clicks that up until that point hadn't even been on your radar.
And now you know what your dream is.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in existence until you put yourself in that situation.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love that. And that's so true. So we want to really invite you to come along with I've Decided. Join our movement. Get on board with what we're doing. Be a part of it. Whether you're a business owner, if you are a business owner, I hate to say it, but you are missing out.
Yes, you are.
If you are not a part of I've Decided, we are community-wide difference makers. And we obviously, you're hearing this story from Coach Mark and what they're doing with Second Chance Church and Peoria Public School Foundation. But we are making an impact in our community. We're doing it by partnering together. We're doing it by pooling our dollars. We're doing it by lifting each other up and encouraging each other. So if you're listening and you're a business owner, really want to encourage you to reach out to us. But if you're not a business owner and you're someone who just has some goals and dreams and you want to be successful or you don't know what you want to do, that's another reason to connect with us. But maybe you're listening and you're like, hey, what's all this about Second Chance Church? Maybe you're listening and you're getting that little nudge in your spirit that you need a church home. If you don't have a church home, you need somewhere to go. Maybe you've never been to church. Maybe you've been to church and you just haven't been in a while. Maybe you're new to the area and you want to find a church, but you haven't found one. And Second Chance might be a great place for you to visit. And I want you to encourage you to do that, because when you walk through those doors, one of my favorite things when I tell people about Second Chance Church is you will never regret walking through that door. When you walk in, you will feel welcome. People will greet you, say hi, give you a hug. You got coffee. You got Tresker's Deli. You got all kinds of stuff going on.
Hard to beat.
But I know you got a special speaker today,
is National Back to Church Sunday.
It is?
It is. Today is National Back to Church Sunday. And here's the reason for that. And you alluded to this at the very beginning of the broadcast, is that there are people who, A, either used to go and just kind of got out of the habit, or B, people that just never saw the incentive or the reason to go. Why would it's Sunday morning? Why would I go to church? And so whether somebody used to go and got out of the habit, or whether somebody has never really seen a good reason to even make the effort to go, that's what National Back to Church Sunday is all about. To come one time and see if that fire will be relit. Maybe you hear something for the first time. Maybe you have an experience that you've never had before, and all of a sudden the dots connect and the light bulb goes on. And this Sunday is going to be really amazing, because anybody that comes today, what they're going to do is they're going to hear a absolutely miraculous story of Scott Robbins. Scott Robbins is a well-known radio personality in the Central Illinois area. He's been on the radio in Central Illinois for decades. And a couple of years ago, right at the pinnacle of success in his career trajectory, Scott had back-to-back massive heart attacks. He was given a 2% or less chance to live. His family was called in, told to be making arrangements. I think if I remember what he's told me, that he flatlined for 40 minutes. And so he was dead. He was dead. And so somehow, and it is nothing but a miraculous story of God, his heart began to beat again. And when they realized that he was going to live, the questions were, what kind of quality of life would he had having been through that long of a period of no heartbeat and no breathing? And so when he pulled through it, Scott literally spent 6 to 8 months, I don't forget the exact amount of time, in the hospital. He didn't even leave the hospital for that long. And they thought he would never have a normal life. Scott is now actively resuming his radio broadcasting career. But God has done some really amazing things in his life. And there's a lot of different parts of that story that you're going to hear this morning at Second Chance Church. And it is remarkable. And if it can happen for Scott, it can happen to somebody else who is going through any number of trials or difficulties or challenges. You owe it to yourself to come hear what's happened in Scott's life.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a great opportunity if you need to have some encouragement. You can come for a visit.
Yes.
You can just come visit, right? And
sure.
Have some coffee, have some Treskers bakeries, and listen to Scott share his amazing story. And it's happening this morning.
Yes.
Today, this morning at 10 a.m. is the service.
10 o'clock.
And where are you located exactly?
We're at 3300 West Willow Knowles Drive in Peoria. And it's an old, big old barn. It used to be a bar. So we've got a great spread. We have camp chairs. We have tables. It is not in no way, shape, form, or fashion is it a traditional or normal environment for a church service. Most people love it when they come in because they just feel so comfortable.
Right.
And, we've talked about, being in the presence of people who are visionaries or dreamers, and all of a sudden maybe something clicks. And I really feel like that you wanted a church and I've decided because spirituality is a core part of who we are. And to try to function without that spiritual piece working, it's like, being a three-legged stool and one leg isn't working.
Right. That's how I feel about it.
It just keeps wanting to tilt over. And people try really hard to find joy, satisfaction, pleasure, and all sorts of things. And those things do provide that, but they provide it temporarily. And so the stool keeps tipping because that third leg hasn't been established. And so people really, really, really need to come to grips with the fact that they've got to come to a place that will help them grow, strengthen, and develop that spiritual part of who they are. It is absolutely part of who they are, and they need somewhere that they can go. We hope it's Second Chance, but there are several good churches in Peoria, and we encourage you, find a place. But come try us out this Sunday, because it's going to be an amazing, incredible story, and it's a place to start.
It is a place to start. And I keep saying, if you like coffee and you like Treskers salad. And who doesn't? I know, Coach Mark, you're a coffee fan.
I am.
And so that probably is why you guys have coffee every Sunday.
That's
big
right.
Part of that.
Coffee is proof that God loves us.
I think Treskers is proof that God loves us. And so you guys happen to be fortunate enough that the folks out at Treskers salad, our bakery, are members of your church.
Yeah, they do a great job. And they... There's such a benefit in the community themselves. So it's a great friendship and great partnership. So it's cool. You've got to come. You got to come to Second Chance. And if never, ever again, at least this Sunday.
At least today.
Yep.
At least come today and hear that amazing story. I've had the privilege of having Coach Mark share that story with me. And I just tell you, it is just amazing what God can do when you maybe step outside of your comfort zone.
Right.
You know, we always hear... All the greatness, everything great is outside of your comfort zone.
Yes, it is.
You got to break out of that comfort zone walls because it's really holding you back and keeping you from fulfilling your God-given purpose, fulfilling what it is you were put here on this earth to do. And regardless of what you've been believing, regardless of what somebody may have told you, regardless of whatever you're going through, your situation, your circumstances, wherever you are, you have a purpose.
You do.
You would not be on this earth. You would never have been created if you did not have a purpose to fulfill. You have a purpose. And for some people, I think purpose can get a bad rap, Coach Mark, because sometimes I think people can start to think, well, that's kind of selfish. Purpose is the things that you want to do, the things that you desire. And we're, as Christians, we're supposed to give, 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 and help those in need. And yes, absolutely. But someone said this to me, and we're probably going to have to end on this note, and you can tap in real quick. But if you don't fulfill your purpose, if you do not do what you were put here to do, you are keeping someone else from doing what they are supposed to do, because your purpose is what you're supposed to do is about others. It's about somebody else.
Right. And listen, you're the only you that will ever be born in this world. And so there is something each person is uniquely designed to do. And that's how you help others, is by doing that thing that you truly were designed to do.
Yes. And it's about others. It's not about you. It's the desire in your heart is put there because you're supposed to do it.
Yes.
But it's not about you. It's about what it's going to do for someone else.
Yep.
And so you do have a purpose. Get busy figuring out what it is. We want to help you with that at I've Decided. Be that platform for you, that home for your success and transformation. And maybe it'll start right here this morning, today at 10 a.m. over at Second Chance.
Come see us.
At Second Chance Church in Peoria on Willow Knolls Road. Go see Coach Mark. Be sure to tell him you heard him on the radio show this morning, too, if you do. Make sure you introduce yourself. Have a blessed Sunday. Have a rest of a good day. And we'll be back with you again next Sunday. Coach Mark, thanks for everything that you do for I've Decided, for this community, and for all the people in your church.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?